This is KPBS Midday Edition. I'm Maureen Cavanaugh. Some say that politics is an art, as in the ability to find the right balance between competing ideas. So it might make sense that if a politician had a hobby, he might dabble in making some actual art. That's apparently how renowned San Diego politician Tom Hamm has been spending his time. Back in the 1960s, Hamm, the son of Chinese immigrants, became the first member of a minority to sit on the San Diego City Council. Later, he became the second Asian American elected to the state legislature. Now, in celebration of his 90th birthday, the San Diego Chinese Historical Museum will show his artwork in an exhibit called Unseen Portrait, The Art of Tom Hamm. And joining me now is Mr. Tom Hamm. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
And Tiffany Y. Ying Beres, Executive Director of the San Diego Chinese Historical Museum. She joins us as well. Hi, Tiffany.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Tom, this is the first public showing of your art. Have you been keeping your art a secret?
No, not a secret. It's just a hobby of mine. I wasn't sure the public was interested or what. I just enjoy it. After the paintings, I have them all over around the house. And publicly, no, I just to show my friends and so forth.
What led you to take up painting in the first place?
Well, probably it derived from the fact when I was young, I used to doodle and draw, things like that. And through high school, I took it more seriously. And after high school, I had a couple of scholarships to art colleges. There was a period where my life changed drastically. When I found out after I had an x-ray that I had tuberculosis. And so because of that, they put me in a sanitarium. And then in the sanitarium, you didn't do too much but rest up and strengthen your body. And they semi-collapsed my lungs, so it would rest my lungs. And so I had time, so that's when I did some painting.
This has been a lifelong thing that you have wanted to pursue. Tom, talk about some of the paintings and sketches that are on display at the museum.
You know, my dad is an immigrant, and he had 12 children. And he was very proud of his new status here in America. His name was Hamm Chong. When he arrived, he changed his name to David Hamm, based on the story of David and Goliath. So he adopted that name. And with 12 children, 9 boys, he named me after Thomas Edison. And he named my other brother, Jim, James, as after James Madison, the 4th president of the United States. And I even have a brother named Paul, after Paul Revere. So it goes on. I have a brother named John Philip Sousa. He loved American marching band music. So I wanted to depict the coming of the Chinese from way back, being involved and helping build mostly the western part of the United States through the railroad and reclaiming the land in San Joaquin Valley and all these different things. And then so that's how I got into painting the transition of that period.
Tiffany, what else will the public get to see in this exhibit? Apparently there are historical scenes. What else?
Well, the show is really about unveiling a different side of Tom Hamm. We all know him for being an amazing politician, entrepreneur, and a community leader. But as you said, most people don't realize that he's been producing art for the last 70 years. So we've been able to find comic books that he worked on in the 1950s. He was a cartoonist, sending his own original cartoons to magazines all across the country, like Collier, that actually published his pieces back in the day. And like Tom said, he also has a new body of watercolor works that he's been working on for many, many years that really explore topics that are intimately related to the Chinese-American experience.
Tiffany, how did you find out about Tom Hamm's artwork?
Tom has many passions, and one of them is also food and cooking. I had the great privilege of visiting Tom's house not so long ago, and I got to see many of these paintings firsthand. And, you know, he was very modest about the whole thing, not even sure that they were anything, you know, this is a hobby and a self-taught passion that he has been exploring. But I said, you know, Tom, you have to show this to the rest of the world. I think it's something you should be proud of and something that we can all enjoy and learn from.
Just as a couple of examples, there is a watercolor painting of a Chinese couple sitting in front of an American flag that is entirely the backdrop of them sitting. And there's another painting of a family on a bike during an outing. Tiffany, how do you think these works are going to resonate with young Asian Americans today?
Well, more than just paintings, we try to provide a context. And you'll see in the display area how these pictures and paintings are inspired by Tom's day-to-day experience. So because many of these paintings were inspired by Tom's own experience, we're hoping that audiences of all ages can find their own inspiration in these works. And whether or not they're Chinese, these are pictures for everyone, and they're celebrations of culture.
Tom, I'm wondering, after years of having this artwork in your own home, just seen by family and friends, how does it feel to have these works on display for the public to see?
It's very prideful to say that other people can appreciate it. And the opening probably had a couple hundred people that arrived to view these drawings and paintings and so forth. And they found great interest in it. And so as, gee, Tom, I didn't know you were an artist. I never did my art on a full-time basis. I did it when I had time. And those were my leisure moments. And so I just didn't broadcast it. But I would give these paintings to relatives and close friends.
And we heard Tom say how he felt the reception went when this exhibit opened on Saturday. What kind of remarks did you hear, Tiffany?
Well, we were all just so proud at that moment to be able to celebrate someone who has contributed so much to our Asian American society here in San Diego, especially in the month of May, which is Asian Pacific American Heritage Month. I think having Tom and his family there, and it was really a proud moment for the entire community to come together and celebrate one of our own.
I've been speaking with San Diego civic leader and artist Tom Hom and Tiffany Y-Ying Beres, executive director of the San Diego Chinese Historical Museum. Unseen Portrait, The Art of Tom Hom, will be on display at the San Diego Chinese Historical Museum through August 20th. And I want to thank you both so much, especially Mr. Hom. Thank you for coming in.
Well, thank you for having us here.
Pleasure.